Aleishu Beis Daf Kuf Hei. This is the seventh chapter. Yira Batira. Kol Amalatira Ladas Kol Perat Ufat Mimena Nivea Me Ahava. That is a one sentence summary of the previous chapter. That toiling in Torah, in order to know every single detail, stems from love. We said a number of times in the previous chapter that a person who loves someone else wants to know everything about that person, even the smallest details and minutiae. Hayir'ah mevi'a lekiyum kol prat ufrat b'Torah b'shlemus. Yir'ah is a different concept. It brings to fulfillment of every small detail in the Torah with perfection. Inyana shel yir'ah hu ma'aseh. The concept of yir'ah is practical. It's to do, to fulfill with perfection. Mekoyimah shel yir'ah be'esek haTorah mevu'ah b'chazal. The place of yir'ah in involvement in Torah is explained in Chazal in the following Gemara in Bechois. The pasuk says, if I'm not mistaken, in Vayeschanan, so if a juxtaposition, you shall relate these words, you shall teach them to your progeny, the day when you stood before Hashem Elokecha bechoyrev et ha-sinai, Matan Torah. Malehalon behima uvirah uvirasis uvizia. Just like at Matan Torah, when we stood there, the event was characterized with awe and trepidation and trembling and fear. Afkan be'ima uvirah uvirasis uvizia. So too, when it comes to any session of learning Torah, ve'udatam levanecha, it must be characterized with the same trepidation and awe and fear and trembling. Bechidushei Agra, the Gaon comments, Eimau she'adam yorei me'akadosh baruch hu mechamas gedulasoi ve'sifartoi. The term Eimau, these are all roughly synonyms, awe and fear and trepidation and trembling. So the Gaon wants to give us slightly clearer definitions. Eimau she'adam yorei me'akadosh baruch hu. Eimau is when a person fears HaKadosh baruch hu mechamas gedulasoi ve'sifartoi. Because of Hashem's greatness and splendor. Ve'yir'ah yir'asa oinish. Yir'ah refers to a fear of consequences when a person does something incorrectly or fails to obey HaKadosh baruch hu. When you speak about trembling, that's because of embarrassment. A pasuk that uses this word where it connotes this embarrassment. The type of embarrassment that a person would feel lest somebody else see in him something unpleasant, something embarrassing. The Gaon has the Gersa that says they are, like it says in Moed Katan, one of these four terms is changed. They are Hainu Shoseh Mitzvois Bishleimus Ad Shemazir. Zeah connotes fulfilling the mitzvah with perfection to the point of perspiring, doing it with such intensity to the point where a person is perspiring. Uchmosh Rezu Bechagigad Afid Gemel Mizei Asan Shel Chayos. There it speaks about the perspiration of Chayos HaKodesh. Ki HaChayos Esin Bishleimus Gdolah. Chayos HaKodesh to Hashem's will with tremendous perfection. Yeshkan Mahalach, says the author, these are not just disparate points, there's a process. Meir'as Rei Memuseis Barach, from that awe of Hashem's greatness, Mis'orer HaPachad Me'oinesh, Mishem Amrei Ritzonei Barach. That of course arouses a certain fear also of negative consequences for anyone who disobeys Hashem's will. The habusha shel yirei b'davar megune, it also brings to an embarrassment, lest I be seen in an unflattering light, lest something despicable, disgraceful about me be exposed. Umizeh magim lemaseh b'shlemus kol gdolah. And from that, one comes to fulfillment with such tremendous perfection, ad shemazi'im merov yegia, to the point where a person is perspiring because of the effort. Kach haya b'ma'amad Har Sinai. That was a process that they experienced at Har Sinai. Ve'al derech zeh tzrich liyoseh limud shelanu. That Gemara in Bechois Daf Chaf Beis equates Ma'amad Har Sinai with any learning of Torah, and that's why our learning should be along these lines. Admoir zichro yagen aleinu. Rav Yerucham Omar Zeh used to say about this. Ki be'emes kol daf Gemara hu Ma'amad Har Sinai. He used to say every daf of Gemara is Ma'amad Har Sinai. V'omar zeh tziyun nifla, he provided a wonderful illustration of this point. Ilu haya adam mamtzi bakbuk termos amachzik zachom lemeshach shavua v'af chodesh v'ashana shlema. Imagine that somebody would invent a thermos flask that preserves the heat of the liquid inside it for a week, or a month, or a year. Haisazo amtsagionis vinifla, it would be a wondrous invention. Even Biameno, 60, 70, 80 years after this illustration by Rav Yerucham, we don't have such a thermos flask that can keep the heat for a week, a month, a year. But imagine that somebody did such a thing. Vine toiragdo shebak buk thermos. The Torah is a thermos flask. Hamachazik kol hachom shel ma'amad har Sinai, it preserves the heat and the passion, the intensity of ma'amad har Sinai ledorei dorois, for generations, not just for a year. For many, many generations. The moment a person opens the Gemara, he can sense that he is standing at Har Sinai with the awe and the trepidation and the trembling and the perspiration. What should come out? What should be the output, so to speak, of this learning with awe and trepidation? We already said, a perfect deed, done with such effort that there's perspiration out of effort. Yir'a is the power that drives us to do. V'chol ha-mabat shleya, the perspective of yir'a, v'la'ases kol ha-mitzvois b'sachlis ha-shlemus, is to fulfill the mitzvois with perfection, bechol peratein v'dikdukein, in all of the details and minutia. Im yeshes nafshecha lo das ma'o limud al menas la'ases, if you wish to know, if you wish to understand the concept of learning in order to do, kaleichel Rabbeinu Yonah be'avois dalet hey, so look at the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah in Pekei Avos, Perek Dalet, al masnisin haloimed al menas la'ases. The Mishnah there speaks about haloimed al menas la'ases, the one who learns in order to fulfill. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the previous category that is mentioned in that Mishnah, one who is learning in order to teach, on the surface it seems he's learning just in order to teach. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, so Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't mean just learning in order to teach, it means to do fairly superficially, to do without much effort, without toiling and searching for all sorts of details, without taking the trouble to find out perhaps in what appears to be on the surface permitted, there's an aspect which is forbidden. Rather, he takes things simply. That's the definition, or that's the description of Halomed al Menas Lelamed. Again, not just learning in order to learn, as we'll see in a moment, but learning in order to do on a fairly superficial level. Valoimed al Menas La'asois, then the higher category, which the Mishnah describes as learning in order to do, Ritzono lomar she'da'ato lefalpel bilimud. He wants to analyze the learning, he wants to go deeply into it, kedei lodas amitus ha'devarim, to know the reality, to know the depth. He's prepared to toil for days and years, lasig davar katan, just to understand, to perceive something small, velinhoig atzmo al pi ha'emes, and to conduct himself according to the truth, shekol ikar machashavtoi ein kim el ha'masel yosemiti. His agenda is that his action should be truthful. Tircha kazois b'meshech shanim, says the author, we're talking about toil for years, la'asig davar katan, even to attain something small, aval amiti, but true, ve'lichyos ha'pivenen, to live according to that. Kol tachlis lemudo efoy liyos amiti b'ma'asim. You see over here, the purpose of the learning is to be truthful in one's deeds. Hamabat hazeh al ha'maaseh davka mekoru b'yira. This perspective on doing has its root, its source in Yir'a. Says the Midrash, David Omar, Yir'a Hashem tehira omed es la'ad, the passage in Tehillim. Yir'a Hashem is pure, it endures forever. Ma'u kach, ata moitzeh adam sheni midrash halachois v'agadois. You can find a person who learns midrash halachois v'agadois, he is very learned. V'im en bo yir'a scheit en b'yadoi klum. But if it doesn't have yir'a scheit, which is related to what we're speaking about, yir'a, to put it into practice, the Midrash says, "Ein biyadoi klum." There's a dramatic word. You're talking about a learned person, but he has nothing. Mashal le'adam shama lechaviroi. The Midrash provides the illustration. A person said to his fellow, Yesh li elef midos shel shemin. I own 1,000 measures of olive oil, ve'elef shel yayin, and 1,000 of wine, ve'elef midos shel tiv wine, 1,000 measures of grain. It seems that he's very wealthy. Omar lo yechaviroi, yesh lecha apuite ki ois, machsanim liten. Sometimes, do you have the storerooms for that? Do you have the silos to store these things in? If you have the storage space, it's all yours. Otherwise, it's just paper. It means nothing. That's the mashal. Now the mashal, kach adam shine hakol. If a person learns, and again, it's dramatic. Shane hakol, the Midrash says. A person can learn and know just about all the material. Amirule, they say to him, if there's yir'ah associated with this learning, to put it into practice, it's all yours. Shenema vaya emunas itecha. That famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, that the Gemara in Shabbos quotes when it speaks about the shishas darim, yiras Hashem yitzeroi. That pasuk ends with these words, yiras Hashem yitzeroi. Then he has everything. Lechach nemar yiras Hashem tira medesla. That's what David the Melech speaks about yiras Hashem. The author explains. Ha'oitzar, this treasury that the pasuk speaks about, yiras Hashem yitzeroi, ha'limud lemaaseh, it's learning with intention to fulfill. It's described here as yiras chet. Im ein kan mabat ze lemase. If that perspective is missing, Rashi describes it as eino chash leserosoi. He's not really concerned for his learning. Veserosoi mishtakachas mimenu. And in fact, the person gradually forgets what he learns. Uvaduk umnuseo. This is tried and tested. When a person learns a sugya all the way to the halacha, one remembers. If a person doesn't learn the sugya with the practical consequences that stem from it, no matter how deeply they dwelt in the sugya, this is a paraphrase of Chazal, right? Lan beonkach shel halacha. Chazal say this about Yoshua, you know, the eve of the battle with Yericho. He saw the malach. Famous passage in Yoshua, and Chazal comment in these words, he's paraphrasing that. No matter how deeply a person went to the sugya, ein behirus adavarim shumar bezikaroin. The clarity is not preserved in one's memory if it didn't go all the way to halacha. Hadavarim oid yasir makifim. The words are even more encompassing. Yeshnam harbeda ki limud kaido. There are many approaches to learning. Kmoi ha'amida al oimeka peshat, to try and ascertain the depth of the pshat, or analytical ways. Achas midarkei alimud. One of the approaches of learning, or alimud al derech yiras shamayim, is to learn in the path of yiras shamayim. Derech zo inano gedes shadachim. This path does not stand in contradiction to other styles of learning. Elahim mislavalein. Rather, it accompanies those particular styles of learning. It seems that there's not even a single sugya in Shas where one cannot touch, feel Yiras Shamayim. Im samim levela, if a person takes the trouble to pay attention to that, to notice it. Kol ribuy hagzeros v'takanos, all the numerous enactments and laws, Dinei Shavus de Shabbos, for example, those secondary laws of Shabbos, or Shnius de Arayois, secondary laws of Arayois, Mekoiram b'Yiras Shamayim ha'nira'a shel Balei Hashas. It stems from the awesome Yiras Shamayim of Chazal. Haloimed Gemara v'u er la'Yiras Gnoza b'chosiyah. Person learns Gemara, but is alert to this, is aware, he's sensitive to the Yiras, which is innate in every sugya. He himself then will add to himself yira from his learning. Anyone who's learned Gemara has come across many times this phrase, Omar Mar, generally to introduce a discussion of a statement that came before. Even though on the simple level, Mar refers to the Tana mentioned in the Brisa before, whatever it is, we're going back to analyze in depth a statement of the Tana mentioned briefly before, but the Midrash says on a deeper level, Mar ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klomar, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're reading Omar Mar X, Y, Z, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so and so. Mesaprin mimaran Rabbi Yisrael Zichu Yagin Alinu. They say of Rabbi Yisrael Misaland, Ki belomdo yishenayim oichazim betalis, when you learned the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, v'chul imshich lilmoid, He continued the Mishnah, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zei Shema V'chulu V'yachloiku. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take an oath, divide it, whatever Halach is. Ve'oid mesapirim alav, ki belomdoi ha-sugya da'in puidim es ha-shvuyim yosem k'day d'meihen begitin. When you learn the sugya, that one may not redeem Jewish captives for more than the value, and Gitin Daf Mem Hei, if I remember correctly, Poratz Bivchi, he used to cry, because to him it was related to action. It was tangible. Limuidoi shel Rabbi Yisrael haya al derech yiras shamayim. That's how he learned. He used to, memashesh means to feel, to touch the yirah, which is innate in the sugya, bispalus, with an emotion, ad kadei b'chi, to the point of crying. Kasher lomdim gam al derech zo shel ha-shamayim. When a person learns Gemara with this approach, misrabeh lemaise, it adds to one's fulfillment then. Umitzim b'gemara halachos rabois lemaase, and then one can find the Gemara many halachos in practice, that other students of the Gemara that didn't learn with this approach would not notice. Therefore, learning according to this approach increases the Torah. The one who learns without misses all these additional points and therefore diminishes the Torah. To our teachers in previous generations, Yetzayir Aschet v'chol midat tova milimud shas atzmoy. They derived and saw Yir Aschet and also derived bidois tovois simply from the learning of shas. Lanu nevda derech hayar belimud. In our generation, to a large extent, this is lost. Anachnu mishta'asheim b'chumas tora belimudin. We amuse ourselves with the learning. We amuse ourselves, interesting and backwards and forwards and svara and kasha and And unfortunately, many of us find that sufficient. Therefore, we need an additional, separate form of learning called Limud Musar. In previous generations, it wasn't necessary. It was taken from what's innate in the Gemara itself. We need separate learning called Musar. Limud Musar shuv mafre umarbe limud umar. What Musar does is what the learning of Gemara in previous generations did by itself. It makes the learning, so to speak, more productive. Leloimda ad halacha lemaase, to learn it all the way to the practical applications and implications. Ul mashesh yira besoch ha-sugyos atzman, to feel the yira in the sugyos. Veloy al chinam idgishu b'dole ba'ale musa. It's not for naught that the great ba'ale musa emphasized as a nechitzus shelimud halacha b'sukah. They emphasized the necessity of learning all the way to halacha. Just in general, they emphasized involvement and punctiliousness in halacha. So far, we can say, "Ki mishna berura yaseida be'ahava, boid halacha berura yaseida be'ira." It's interesting that the author here paraphrases the Gemara in Shabbos. This is what the Gemara in Shabbos, the terminology that is used, mishna berura in halacha berura. So mishna berura yaseida be'ahava. A clear learning, we learned in the previous chapter, ultimately stems from love. As we said, a person who loves is driven to know everything about the beloved. He wants to know even things that to others would appear trivial. He's driven by love and he wants to know. While halacha b'rura yesoda b'ira, what we learn in this chapter is that clear performance of even the details and minutiae is rooted in yira. Now, in practice, ahava v'yir'ah meshulavois v'nachas b'yashneah. The truth is that ahava and yir'ah are merged into one another. You can't have the one without the other. V'akavana lada'as kol prat, v'akavana lekayem kol prat. So the intention to know every detail, the intention to fulfill every detail, mashlimois zoizo, they complement one another. V'yotzeis aledei shtein b'yachad hatirah adirah al kol prateh v'dikdukeh. The consequence of the two of them together is the gigantic Torah that we have with all of its details in minutia. Kodesh HaKodeshim Shel HaTorah Shebe'al Peh Yehalacha Pesukah. This is a remarkable statement. Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, the Torah Shebe'al Peh is the Halacha, the Paskan Halacha. Im Kol HaGisha Le'esek HaTorah Tzicha Lios B'Yir'ah. If, as we said, the entire approach to learning Torah, involvement in Torah, has to be with Yir'ah. Hagisha lifsak halacha, halachas kama vechama. One's approach to the actual practical halacha, all the more so. Al reiv haplugtot b'shas yishno aklal shesterdes hacholkois nivrei lokim chayim. Regarding the majority of disagreements in the shas, we apply the general rule that the two opinions are divrei lokim chayim. Ba'asher kol achas yaseidah b'taharas hasecher shel tano emor ha'eloki, seeing that each of the sfarois is rooted in the pure mind of a tano or moira, b'li shem ta'us negia, without an error and without a bias. In general, that's what we have. Ach ha'achra'a ben shtei ha'dayos yayosha absoluti. However, to determine, to decide according to one opinion of the two, that's the absolute straightness. Loi kol tamid chacham zecher lezeh, and not every tamid chacham earns this, the ability to conclude the sugya according to the correct halacha. Chazal tell us as follows: Omar Rav, dalet meois ba yois boi doeg vachisayf el b'migdal apurach ba'avir velo ifshat lehuchad. Rav said that doeg and achisayf, these two infamous characters, posed 400 questions in this esoteric concept known as Migdal HaPurach Ba'avir, and they could not resolve even one of these doubts. Omar Rova, Revuslem Biboye Poye, is it a big deal to ask questions? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is not just to ask questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'Hashem Jir'eh La'Leivav. Hashem sees to the heart. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Vav. Says the Maharsha, Shayu Misupakim Bedavar. Doeg and Achisayful had doubts. Velo Salke Lehu Shmatasa Aliba Dehilchesa. They could not conclude the Sugya Al Pi Halacha. They could not determine the Halacha clearly. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Yichsiv Hashem El Aleivav. That's a pasuk that applies to David. Of course, they were all contemporaries. He did manage, because Hashem saw into his heart, and his heart was pure, he managed to conclude the sugi al pi halacha. Further, Omar Mesharshia, the Egva Chisofel is Savri Shmata. They didn't learn. Says Gemara, Maskif la Marzuto, what do you mean? There's a pasuk that Chazal applied to the Egen Achisayful. The ones who count, the ones who again knew these concept of Migdal HaPurach Ba'avir. How can you say about them? Ve'atamat lehavu sabay shmata. They didn't know the sugya. The answer, what Rav Mesharshia meant is ela dolehavu salkelu shmata aliba dehilchesa. Again, they could not conclude the sugyos al pi halacha. They didn't reach the proper halacha. Dichsiv seid Hashem liam, because another pasuk says that Hashem reveals his deep concepts, davko to yeri'av. Rashi says, lo yisal kilu shmata, this phrase keeps on coming up again and again, they didn't manage the halacha, shelo zachu likbo halacha kimo yisal. The Egen HaChisofel did not merit that the halacha should be determined according to their view. The Gemara in Sanhedrin davko vav. Im doeg v'chisofel lo yu klal le'achal sveku yisem kidemash mamirova, whether we say lakrova, that doeg v'chisofel could not at all reach clear decisions about their doubts. Like that's what Rava seems to be saying. Oy shechiru, aval lo nikbe halacha kmo sam kedemash mazutra. Or we go like Mazutra, that Doeg v'Chisofel did reach a certain conclusion, but the halacha is not like them. Whichever way, lo yizachu lasuk yishmata saliba deilchasa. Either way, the halacha is not like their view. Velama, says the Gemara, soid Hashem liriav. That's the Gemara's answer at the end, that Hashem reveals his secrets to those who are Yorei. Halacha is Sod Hashem. Halacha is Sod Hashem. That's what we're saying in the Sol Sugya. Halacha is equated with the deep concept of Hashem. Umi zochel ikanes esodei zborach. Who merits to achieve this? Achrei kol agalu shesavei shmatasa. After the greatness of what the Gemara calls Savei Shmatasa, we know that Doeg and Achisayful were great scholars. Who merits to go to that ultimate point of Sod Hashem Yeri'av? Yeri'av. Im chaser lelamdal gadol. If a great scholar is missing something, mashu, me'ayimah, yir'ah, reses, vezi'ah. that we spoke about before, the awe and the trepidation and the fear and the trembling, Einoi yechoil likanes l'sod Hashem shalacha. He will not be able to reach this level. Umas'as nafshei shetamid chacham amiti. The yearning of a true tamid chacham is davka liyois bar samcha desalkelei shmato aliba derechasa. Davka, yes, to be an authoritative person who concludes, whose conclusions are the halacha. That's what he really wants to be. His conclusions in the sugya should be the halacha. Kizoi ha-techlis besikatora. That's really the ultimate purpose. Koyheles omar, pasuk in Koyheles, asher oid bikshan afshi velo matzasi. I couldn't find this. I sought, but couldn't find. Adam echad me'elef matzasi. I found one in a thousand. And Rashi quotes Chazal over here, b'nehege sheba'olam elef nechassin meikra. The usual way things work, you can have 1,000 children entering the study of Mikra, to learn Tanakh. Ein yotzimem latzliach shirim la-mishneh le-me'ar, of the 1,000, perhaps 100, then manage, succeed in being worthy to learn Mishnah. There is some me'ar shenichatzim la-mishneh, out of those 100 that enter the study of Mishnah, ein yotzimem li-gemara el-asara, perhaps 10 emerge able and capable of learning Gemara. Ve'oyisan asara shenhasim la-gemara, out of those 10 who enter the study of Gemara, ein matzliach mehem el-echad le-hoira'a. Perhaps one succeeds in actual hoira'a, to give practical instructions. Hare echad me'elef. That's what Shlomo Melech meant when he spoke about one in 1,000. Hare ha'adam shebikesh Shlomo Melech. That individual Shlomo Melech sought, who mishigia le-hoira'a, say Chazal. That person who manages to conclude things to practical, to carry things through the learning all the way to the practical. Davar ze gadol mikol ma shenisbeir b'mareches adam mishenka adam. This is greater than everything we explained in the first set of essays about the individual regarding somebody who's called an adam. Adam shel atira, the highest level of adam by the Torah's terminology, who mishezachal yagia lehoira. It's a person who reaches this level where you can really conclude things aliba de hilchesa. After tremendous breadth and tremendous sharpness in Torah, together with perfection, then he merits to enter this realm, which the pasuk calls Seid Hashem, Shei Halacha, Zeu Adam. That's the Adam that Shlomo Melech sought. Hein, we see over here, Halacha Berura Yotzes Ach Verak Mira. When it comes to Halacha, we want to know clearly the Halacha. It's indispensable to have Yira. Omanu shehalacha yayashrus hamuchletes. He says this above, that halacha is that absolute yashrus, which goes beyond eilu va'eilu. Midas yashrus ilemana mi midas ha-tzedek. This midah of yashrus, of complete straightness, we determine halacha according to one side in machlekes, is above the midah of justice. Reference here to the Malbim in Mishlei. Rashi kozav shem. Rashi writes there, ki meisharim yihafshara, apeshara derech helek umishor, shave laze velaze. Meisharim refers to, sometimes we call this compromise. It's not quite the, we'll use the term over here, v'chayadu ha-yashrus shel apeshara adifa ladin tera. The author says that yashrus of the compromise is preferable to a din tera, which determines one side is right, one side is wrong. When it comes to determining halacha, there are all sorts of calculations. Only a person who truly listened. This is a phrase that Chazal used in Pirkei Avos when he speaks about the 48 ways of acquiring Torah. Somebody who is really listening. He is a quiet and understanding heart. He can hear both sides. And his heart is full with Hashemayim. Only he will merit to ascertain this absolute straightness, Shehu Seid Hashem Yireav, which is called by the pasuk Seid Hashem Yireav. Only the Yireim attain the deep, profound concepts of Hashem. Adkan.